ABC Radio Australia.
To Tonga now, where education has always been of paramount importance to its people. The kingdom is unique in the region with its free education system for years 1 to 8, but the new government in Tonga has indicated changes are afoot and some aren't happy. The ABC's Tonga reporter Marion Kupu has been following the story and filed this report.
Sixty-six-year-old Moses Epakofe has 13 grandchildren in school. For him, Tonga's free education for years 7 and 8 has helped keep them there.
From what I've seen, it was working. Many students returned to school because of it.
And Mosese is one of many parents and grandparents across the country concerned over moves by the government to put free education to an end.
They initially stated that they would continue this program, but instead they made changes that go against their promises. I do not support their decision. There are many financial obligations, and now I have to pay my grandson's school fees while he is in Form 1 at Ngeleia. As a poor man, I have to do whatever I can for the future of my children and grandchildren.
World Bank research found financial assistance for school fees was needed in Tonga, which aims to support Tonga to address secondary school dropout rates. And 15 years ago, former Minister of Education, the late Dr. Ana Taufe Ilungaki, introduced it. The move has long had widespread support from Tonga's governments. But with the formation of Tonga's new government, things have changed. Speaking at his first prayer service with teachers and staff, new Minister of Education, Dr. Uhila Moelangi Fasi, says the decision comes down to money.
The absence of school fees has resulted in a loss of over 1 million in revenue for the Ministry of Education, funds that are essential for its operations. This loss not only impacts the work that needs to be done, but also means that if the funding were to be sourced from another department, it would create a gap there.
Minister Fasi, who declined to be interviewed by the ABC for this story, stated at the prayer service that the reinstatement of school fees is needed to bring in that revenue.
There is a significant need for improvements in education, but at the same time, we must generate revenue. In the past, it was stated that school fees would not be required up to Form 5. However, I am happy to inform you that school fees will now be reinstated.
But former Minister of Education and recently ousted Tongan Prime Minister Saucy Sovaleni does not support this move. Mr. Sovaleni says education plays a critical role in the development of the kingdom.
It's basically what we were doing is based on other people's work and a long-term framework that was set up on how we develop education.
Sovaleni told the ABC that his government last year submitted to Parliament to extend free education to years 9, 10 and 11. The proposal was approved. But current Minister of Education, Dr. Fasi, claims this is a loss of revenue to the ministry. Mr. Sovaleni disagrees.
And that was already in the budget and discussed and approved by Parliament. So if it is actually continued, there is no financial issue because the financial mechanism already been approved by Parliament.
According to the ministry, between year 7 to year 11, there are over 4,000 students in government schools alone. This means almost 5,000 students would have had free education this year. The government also contributes money to private schools. But the ABC understands that this has not yet been impacted. There has been passionate online discussion over the move, with many parents upset and questioning where they'll find the money. But not everyone is against it.
It is our obligation to ensure that our children receive a quality in education, and part of the quality education is the school fees.
Mafile Omasi, a mother of four, told ABC she was prepared for changes.
And I do believe, strongly believe, that it is our obligation to pay those school fees. Eh? And we've done that before. It's nothing new.
But like many families in the kingdom, Mosese and his family are now trying to figure out their cover a new big education bill. And he believes free education helps keep Tonga's children off the street.
Yes, I strongly oppose these decisions because it discourages students. Education is essential and we must invest in our children's future.
The ABC's Tonga reporter Marion Kupu with that report.